So my buddy, yeah, let me start this again. My buddy, my Canadian buddy who used to coach our team, went to the I told you about him last week, right?
No.
Yeah, I did. He's in the background of the
Okay.
photo. Whatever.
Okay.
Point
All right.
being, he came to town. He came to town with the team. Like, they drive the 2.5 hours from where they play, and then the team went home without him, and he stuck around and stayed at my place.
Okay.
So got it so far?
Sure.
So we're at the field hanging out after the game, whatnot, and I have my bike there. This is a better story for in the show. I'll tell
It's
it in the
too
show.
late.
No, I'll
It's too
tell it in the show.
late.
No, I'll
Finish
pick it
it.
up.
Finish
Pick it up.
it.
Nope. Pick it up in the show. Too bad.
Oh.
Hello and welcome to episode 546 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is.
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Tell me it's sunny Vancouver.
Not today. I think it's coming. We got a whole bunch of sunshine in the forecast for the next week, but not today. I think it's a little drizzly and overcast today.
Oh, too bad. Clear sailing here. I don't know what it was, like 28 degrees, went at the pool. Just one of those days.
Great.
Got a good swim in. Nice swim. I gotta tell you, it is amazing how good I feel both physically and mentally and a little bit emotionally after a good swim.
That's good to hear.
I don't mean just me. I was using that like myself as an example for everybody. And swimming as an example for everything. Did you think
Okay.
I was talking about specifically me and swimming?
Yes, I did. I believe
Okay.
that.
Yeah,
Okay.
no, that's awesome. Yeah, that's what this is all about. I'm speaking to the emotional importance of exercise and activity, Adam. You're a physiotherapist.
Right.
Do they not teach you that at physio school?
No, never heard that before. So thank you for enlightening all of us.
What do
We
they
always
teach? Well, yes, and as
we
that's what I like
always
about you. Oh,
we
you
always
know what?
learn.
You know what, Alan? Your story about you enjoying swimming, it reminds me everybody should get out there. It makes you feel good. Yes, and Alan. Let's drive this show forward
Last
or
time we went
plowed into
long
a
and
cornfield.
didn't get a topic in, I'm now wondering why. I don't know how that happened.
I was too exhausted from carrying the show. That was why.
Okay. All right.
It's tough to carry it while also tap dancing. That's the key. That's the hard part.
This week, an hour and 8 minutes on why exercise might be beneficial to our physical and mental well-being.
Considering the year 0.5 that we've just had, I think a lot of people would like to hear that inspirational kind of thing, Adam. Because I don't know about you, and no, that's not true. I do know you. You share a lot in common with me when it comes to things. Doing
Okay.
things or whatever it is, you're a momentum guy.
Sure.
As am I. I'm a humongous momentum person, and for good or for bad. And so when things are trucking, man, it's awesome. But when we're binge watching The Crown, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I don't watch it, but there is a show called that.
Yeah, I was a test for you. I've never seen it either, but so if you're binge watching something, yeah, I'm that's my momentum. So what I'm doing is I'm encouraging people, other people, giving them positivity to look at and go, you know what? Alan's right. I want to get a good momentum going after
Okay.
1.5 years.
Great.
Does that, okay, you're right. I'm the bad guy here. Sorry. You know what? Can you order microwave pizza on Grubhub? I don't even know. Check it out.
Thanks for the pep talk. No, I
Yeah, you
appreciate
know
it.
what? Forget it. Forget it. Just go back, go lock yourself in your basement and just sob openly.
I think there's another podcast that maybe you should get rolling. Alan's Pep Talks.
Yep. Yep. APT. We know it. The APT is short for appointment because it's appointment listening.
Right.
Right. So there's that. Patreon. People continue to click on there and help us out, and we very much appreciate it. It's what keeps this witty banter afloat.
That's right.
Also, still too lazy to tell Jeff Bezos to beat it. You know what? I'm kind of holding out to see how his rocket trip goes. He's riding on the rocket ship.
And you're waiting before you pull the two hosers plug and like pull the rug right out from under him. You're just going to wait and see if he survives the trip. Is that your plan?
Well, that's a dark way of putting it, but you know, I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
There's that. Did you know he was going to space?
No.
Okay. But there's not even doing laps. Like, he's just, like, I've always wanted to go to space. I wanted to be an astronaut. I still would. I would still go. They're not looking for me, though. They're looking for someone with, like, a more positive attitude like yourself. And I would love to go. I would love to go, but I would want to do a couple of laps around the big blue marble.
Sure. Why? Why would you want to do laps? And why more than one? What happens on lap two? Oh, it's like Superman in like the, was that Superman 1 or 2 or 3 or whichever one where he goes really, really fast and like turns backwards. Back time.
Yeah. That wasn't a documentary. That was fiction.
But I could see that maybe 8-year-old Al was like, yeah, if I get in a rocket ship and I start going around in laps, eventually I might be able to move time.
No, I don't think you go the other, like it's more of like an orbit.
Okay. All right. Okay,
also, Margot Kidder, Vancouver actress, family friend.
Right.
Not of us. Not our family. But like, I'm sure she had friends in Vancouver still.
Okay.
Yeah. Vancouver. Lois Lane. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the original, right?
That's not really. That's a tough question to answer. 1980.
The original movie. Wasn't there?
78.
78. Okay. There you go.
Yeah, the first use of blue screen way back
then. Yeah.
A green screen. You know, it was blue screen back then, which was fun because he wore blue, which was awesome. And they're like, yeah, maybe we should not do that. Okay, there we go. But I would like to go around. Wouldn't you like to see the whole Earth? I guess you could just get a globe and look at that and call her a day.
Yeah, that's my move. Also, I'm sure there's good documentaries where I could... even maybe a virtual reality. I could put on one of those fancy headsets and mm-hmm. pretend that I'm in space.
So given the option, and cost is not an issue here. There's like you win like the giveaway, a free trip to space if you get a vaccine in Alberta, let's say.
Okay.
And you'd rather take the VR goggles than actually go to space.
Sure. Yeah. Less chance of dying.
Right, but more Tang drink in outer space.
That's true. Yeah.
So, less chance of dying. I don't know. You're probably going to get diabetes from the VR headset, dude. Again, you might be the worst physiotherapist I've ever heard of.
Yeah, because I don't want to go to outer space.
Are you drumming up business? You're telling people to lead a sedentary lifestyle rather than be active?
Well, no, going into outer space, you know, decreases your bone density, so.
Not for the 90 minutes it takes to do a lap, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, skipping rope, better for your bone density than going to outer space. I'll prefer to skip rope or go for a walk.
When was the last time you skipped rope?
Not that long ago. It was part of the challenges for our strength and conditioning with baseball.
Okay.
Yeah. I even got one. I got a fancy skipping rope from Amazon with my nice ball bearings and stuff. I was actually quite an excellent rope skipper when I was I'm going to say high school. No, I was never a boxer, but I was good at skipping rope.
Okay, did you build? Did you build a platform to go on, or you weren't doing it that often?
No, I did not build a platform.
You're supposed to build a platform. If you're an avid rope skipper, you're supposed to have like a little plywood sprung platform. Otherwise, not good for you.
Okay. Well, I was fine just doing, you know,
for that day. That
was 10 minutes outside.
Okay. I gotcha. I gotcha. No, I meant if you're avid, if you're doing it daily.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, you're fine then. Skip the platform. That's going to collect dust.
Okay.
Okay, wow. We're just knocking stuff off here. Anyway, point being, Amazon, click through our site, help us out. I clicked through like 2 hours ago.
But it doesn't work for you, does it?
No, but play along. Yes, and
okay.
Adam.
Okay, all right. The German Amazon still works?
No.
You're just doing it just for fun?
No, I just bought something on Amazon, for crying out loud, okay?
Okay, but did you actually click through?
Sure.
Okay.
Like, are you going to check? Are you gonna dive deep into this and check my bank statements?
Well, I just feel like there's a little bit of inconsistencies. I'm just trying to really keep track on what this means.
Right, okay. Point being, I used Amazon today. And I ordered something photographically.
What'd you order?
And you might be interested in this, Adam. You might, maybe, probably not. Based on how this has gone so far, I'm guessing no. But I bought a external flash for my X100.
An external flash for your X100, a different one, like a mini one or something. Are we talking about?
Do you have an external flash for your mount? Like, you don't have one for your Fuji, do you?
For my X100?
Yeah. Like an on-camera flash. I mean, on-camera external flash.
Well, can't you just use the regular flashes?
With a trigger, but it's a Canon. How are you going to do ETTL?
Oh no, not. But I don't use ETTL almost ever. So yes,
yeah, I've used. You never do bounce flash anymore?
Yeah, but I would still do it manually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had a lot of use of the Fuji with external, but when I did, I just threw the flash on and then just went manual. No big deal. I don't do a lot of ETTL.
Like, you just put your Nikon on or whatever you have?
Yep.
What do you put on there?
I think I just used the last time just a regular 430 EX too.
And it just popped. Like, so it doesn't function other than you just have to control it manually.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I've actually heard, I never believed it. I heard people saying that you can blow out either your flash or your hot shoe by doing that. I think it's nonsense. So I think you're okay.
I did not do either of those things. Everything works fine. But again, don't have a lot of use for it. That's not my go-to with the Fuji would usually be off camera if I was going to use flash. And then I just stick the little trigger controller thing, whatever it's called, the controller. Yeah. So, but I have put the flash on there before. And then I was kind of thought it was a tight fit just because the way the hot shoe is on the Fuji. I wasn't even sure if it was going to fit properly, but sure enough, it does.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, I wanted an ETL on camera external flash. That's what I wanted because it's come up where, like, I want to shoot maybe bounce into the ceiling or something like that just to kind of throw some light or whatever it is. It comes up. Like, it's come up quite a few times where I've thought, oh yeah. Now obviously I use the trigger works, and so I've done off camera manual flash, but. So I decided I went for it. I checked it out, and I did not buy the Fuji branded one. I went with a company called Godox.
Mm, yeah, they make lots of stuff.
Which, yeah, so they get pretty good reviews, and so they make a flash for the Fuji system. It's a little smaller. It's not like the 580 EX2 or something like that, or whatever they're on now, the 600 or whatever they're on. But I know you just bought a 580,
right?
EX2 there, and so it doesn't have that output power, but I don't really need that. It's a little smaller, and it was about $80. So. And we can handle ETTL now, so I'm excited by that.
Okay.
And Godox seems to have a whole built-in, like a wireless control, like kind of what you have with your, what triggers do you have?
The Yong Nuos.
The Yong Nuos. So you can buy a controller, and all the flashes have the radio stuff built into them.
Okay.
So when you mount the little thing, it's about $60 to mount the controller, the big controls. You know, it does all the things. You can dial it all in, do ETTL off camera, and dial up the power however you want. But it's all built in to the flash. So we'll see how that goes. It's gotten great reviews. So If I like the Flash, which comes tomorrow, I may add on the controller for another $60, maybe 70. I forget what it is. There you go.
Nice.
And I may have clicked through our site. We don't know. We can't tell.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
All right. So what is going on in Vancouver, Adam? You out and about or
no? Nothing's changed since the last time we spoke. It's in the last 36 hours. Same. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a whole lot's changed. Still in Vancouver, still just living the dream.
Okay. So around noon o'clock, are you going to stop work and tune in for the Deutschland game? It's European. No. European Cup is on.
I know. I've watched zero of it. I've been watching the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
How's Vancouver doing?
Watched the game. I was watching Montreal actually last night, our last of our Canadian survivors in the playoffs. So I've been watching.
Who are they playing?
They are playing Vegas.
I thought only the Stanley Cup finals was going to be cross border.
Nope, semifinals. This is the first cross-border game. So all the Canadian teams are now eliminated with the exception of Montreal. So yeah, it was fun to watch. And hockey in the US is, you know, like it's back full steam. There was a complete sellout in Vegas and it looks awesome there. Like it's kind of surreal, right? I think you've probably recognized this watching the Euro. I haven't watched any of the games, but I'm assuming, you know, they're getting big crowds and stadiums and whatnot. But yeah, like the
hockey Euro
game.
I actually don't know. I wouldn't imagine.
For the hockey, for the basketball, because the NBA is in its playoffs as well. Full stands and doesn't appear to be many masks. In the hockey, I didn't see any. So I think the rule, and I could be wrong here, so anybody could correct me, but I believe you have to be fully vaccinated to attend, and if you are, it's just go for it and, you know, fill your boots.
Oh, you do have to be vaccinated to attend.
I believe so. Yeah, I don't think it's about testing. Again, somebody could correct me, but I believe you just have to be fully vaccinated.
I would be surprised if that's the case in Vegas, though. It's Vegas.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, but they did not appear to be masks.
No, I saw the crowd from the Colbert Show last night, and there was like I think I saw one mask around a neck, but that was it. And they were full crowd, but I bet you they seemed like you'd have to prove vaccination to go to that. I would imagine.
Well, smaller venue too, but yeah,
still it's jammed in there. No, it's I don't know the difference.
Watched the Blue Jays game in Fenway the other day, and same thing looked very. Yeah. Packed in there and no mask. So Canada isn't quite there yet. I think when they go back to Montreal in the series, I think the rule right now is they're allowed a few thousand fans, but they're not going to be 20,000 plus like I'm seeing for the US. But soon, again, it looks like soon. Regulations are all changing. As of today in Vancouver, you can have outside gatherings up to 50 people, and there's a whole bunch of new. You can travel within different health authorities for recreation. So everything kicks off today. Just our numbers kept falling to a point where everything is starting. We're into the next phase. I know they have a kind of a gradual phasing. I think July 1st, if everything continues to do what it has been, then there's another step of more activities allowed. So yeah, it's exciting. Right. I think we moved to BC wide in July 1st.
Yeah, so I actually checked the numbers today because of that, because of the European Cup and all that, a bunch of reasons, and they're pretty much it's the same. Like ours are the same as yours, are the same as in New York and same as California. Like it's all relatively the same, shockingly. You know, it's not zero obviously like that, obviously, but they've all fallen off a cliff. However, in here in Germany, they're still hanging on. We're still going to hang on for a while longer. To some of the silliness, like again, the swimming pool is open again, but without tests, which is nice. Like that stopped, but you do have to wear your mask as you walk in, through the turnstiles by yourself. And then once you're in, you can take it off obviously, cause you just drown, you'd waterboard yourself. But you can take it off when you're in, cause the outdoor pool, right?
Right.
So just walking through the outdoor turnstiles, you gotta wear it. And then once you're in, then not. And then I think you have to spin around every 5 minutes. I'm not sure what the rest of it is. But word around the campfire is that even though, like, again, our numbers and vaccination rates are all the same as what's going on with you guys, I've heard they want to hold off until the European Cup is over because everyone's just going to go Hunger Games and just have parties, I guess.
Sure.
So, which is very, it's very popular here, as you can imagine, the soccer. So that's what I've heard, that like they're going to lift regulations when that's done. So that's nice, because my wife went to a friend of ours. They had their son had a 16th birthday party yesterday, and like a barbecue out in the yard, nice sunny day. And I could go because I the vaccine, but my kids could not because they're, you know, both under 10 and don't have the vaccine. And so they were not allowed to go because only three households were allowed to go of unvaccinated people. And they already had three and my kids couldn't go. And so my wife went by herself and I stayed with the kids. And the science checks out. I looked into it. And it's the exact same situation that you guys are dealing with, like outdoor event of up to 50 people. Like that's what it would have been, less than 50 people.
Right.
But we're choosing different metrics here.
Right.
Getting the same results, which is what makes me curious. Like if we were doing the exact same thing as you guys were doing and we're getting the same results, okay. If we were doing something different, which we are, and getting different results, then I understand. But we're doing completely different things and getting the exact same results. So what's the hypothesis there?
Right. Yeah.
Anyways, the thing I like about watching soccer, though, is that, like, you know, because I'll watch the game with my son tonight. He'll stay up late on a school night, 9 o'clock start. But you can wander off for 30 minutes and literally miss nothing. It's kind of nice. All right. You're right. We are running late. So that bike story is going to wait another week. It's a pretty funny story.
Okay.
All right. I didn't even tell you it was a bike story. The cold open, it's a bike story.
Okay. All right. We're all going to be waiting for next week. Can't wait. How will this story end?
We don't know. We just don't know. Reminder, monthly challenge for this month is augmented light. That means take whatever light's existing and add to it, or take no light and add to it. What I want you to do is somehow modify the light, change the light, add to it. Don't just use the available. Bounce. Have you shot yours yet, Adam?
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry, is it 5 minutes before we record? No. Me neither. No, that was a rip it me more than you, because I've done that for the last all the months. So I don't know. Are you going to bounce? Are you going to light? Are you going to do both? What are you going to do?
It remains to be seen. I'm not sure. Haven't really thought about it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, put that up on Instagram, hashtag that #2hosersmonthlychallenge, hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those things and tag us at @2hosers and we will check that out. Here's a question that I know the answer to. You shoot anything interesting?
No.
The last 36 hours?
No, have not. How about yourself?
No, I haven't shot anything interesting in the last 18 months.
That's not true.
That's not, it's true-ish. I'm putting together a photo album for my daughter's birthday, the annual photo album I do. And it's going to be easier this year because there's not as many to cull from. Like in years past, I've been like, I'll go through and pick out all the pictures that she's in that could make the cut and be like, all right, well, there's 400 to choose from and I get it down to 100.
Right.
So I think this year's like 150 photos to choose from. And I'm like, okay, well, this will be easy.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and then maybe you'll never go back. Although I think from a photographer standpoint, I feel like, you know, 2022 is going to be a massive year for photos. Like everybody's just going to emerge from their caves and just photograph everything just because we've been missing it. Right.
Yeah. I think it's already happening in some places.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah, there's that. All right. Photo challenge. You shoot one of those?
I did, yes.
Okay, good. Father and son, because this, as you're hearing this, is the day after Father's Day in Canada.
Correct.
Yeah, you need to think about that. For, you know,
I think in the U.S. too, I think they share the same Father's Day.
Yeah, it's North America. I'll try to push for it here, although... Oh, I got a baseball game. My first game, doubleheader on Sunday.
We also have a game on Sunday, so.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Maybe my son will come out and bat boy.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. So in honor of Father's Day, you chose father and son. Do you want to go first or second this week?
It doesn't really matter. You go ahead. You go first. Yeah.
All right. So here's mine. The end.
Yeah. There you go. I like it. I like the commitment, the fact that you guys both got into your full unis to take this photo. That definitely says a level of commitment that you've been missing from the last 18 months. So good job.
That's true. I sleep I sleep in my uniform though, but okay.
All right, so your son had to get dressed.
Yeah. He felt weird because we had to like ride our bikes wearing our uniforms, and he's like, people will see us. And I was like, yeah, we're awesome, dude. Don't worry about it. Like we look like movie stars, so who cares?
And this is again like I'm guessing evening, and you got that same lens flary look that we were talking about in the last photo challenges, the way I had done mine and you had done one of your photos of your son. So I like it, sort of walking into the sunset.
Into the what? Now this is the thing here, Adam. I'm gonna drop a little knowledge on you. Not knowledge, a little info on you.
Great.
I'm not publishing this one.
You're not publishing this one.
Look at the next one that says redacted. That's what's going up.
Oh no.
That's what's going up. Yeah. Because why? I like this photo. I like what's going on here. I like the commitment we did. My daughter came and helped. I almost like this photo.
Okay.
What is the background? What is that background?
Yeah. It would be nice if there was a batting screen or something.
Something tying in. Now, here's the issue. Because now, in all fairness to me, which I don't like to be fair to me, really, this was a hugely, very, very fast turnaround on from last week's show recording to this week's recording. So I basically had to shoot this photo. If I was going to do this photo for a father and son, I had to do it last night. So I had exactly one shot at it. We couldn't get to the baseball field to shoot this. So I had to make do. I had to go find an open space, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, I'm going to make it work. I went late in the evening, that the sun's setting, et cetera, et cetera. I like a lot of things that are happening. Specifically, one of the things I like the best is the way the inside of my son's right arm is lit up by the reflection off of his white pants.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
That looks cool. Now, so what I thought was, okay, well, I'll get a kind of a cool background, but I want it kind of open so that it'll go out of focus. This is with the 85 shot at an f/2.8, which is really narrow depth of field. The background will go out of focus, so it won't matter. I'll get some lens flare in there, and that'll obscure it, and we'll get the idea of what's going on. But we see too much. Now, we don't make out the background. It's just like an open field. But it's nothing. Like, the subject, I like the subject matter. I like the theme of this one, of what's going on. I added that extra lens flare because the picture was so boring. That was in an attempt to save it and obscure the boring background.
Mm.
I went through 9,000 iterations of sky replacement to try to do something that didn't suck this bad. Nothing, it all looked fake. And I didn't want it to look fake. I wanted this to look like a genuine photo.
Okay.
And so ultimately, and then there was also something a little off about it. Something I didn't like, especially with that lens flare. And my wife came in the room last night and she looked at it and said, oh no. And she confirmed exactly what I was thinking.
Like, which is?
It looks like we're walking to heaven.
And so I definitely did have a feeling of like there's someone's dying here. It has kind of that feel. I was thinking more greeting card, like, yeah, sorry about your dad. Like,
yeah, no, you're that's exactly right. And so I was like, oh, I can't have that. That's not what I'm going for. I'm going like what I'm going for is, hey, welcome to the game, son.
Oh, you know? No, you're walking away. No, you're all done. You're all done.
That's what it looks like. And this wasn't meant to be, hey, I'm done here. You go now. It was, hey, let's play together. And so
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not that. That's what I'm saying. That's why. But there is a photo in here. There's a photo that's almost like this. The whole point, the reason we're facing away is because I wanted to see both that we're both wearing number 8. That's kind of why that is.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
Now it can be less. It can be. It doesn't have to be so obvious because it does look like that. You know. It looks like, you know, you're going to play Cats in the Cradle and then Dust in the Wind, and that's how it's going to go. And it's miserable. But there is a photo in here that I can, that we can do, that, that we will do at the baseball field, first of all, with a bat, you know, something like the fence in the background and on the mound, and as if, hey, man, come on into the game. It's an inspiring thing, you know, father, son. And so I'm going to reshoot this when I have a chance. And that's why it will be redacted. So every you've seen it, we've talked about it. I'm gonna, you know, sorry listeners, you don't get to see it until it's actually done.
Wow, we just blew 10 minutes on something they're not gonna get to see.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know about blowing 10 minutes. It seemed like kind of an interesting conversation to me. So there's that.
Okay.
All right. So let's have a look at yours. Which comes in second place this week?
Bam! There it is.
No, yeah, that's good.
Smiling faces. That's the theme. We're also in our baseball stuff. We had come back from baseball practice, and so we've got our baseball jackets on, like our little half jackets that we have for our team. So very nice sponsored jackets that we got from a sponsor from Under Armour, and we love those jackets. So they have the nice sharp logo you can see on my son's top left. And just thought, okay, we're going to take a photo outside. It was a very rainy day, and so we looked for a little bit of cover. And then I just lit this. And then my wife was the stand-in camera person, because I told you, I think I mentioned last time on the show, I can't remember if it was after or not, but my tripod was broken out at the baseball field a couple weeks ago, so no tripod, therefore take a photo. And that's right. We should probably took 10 or 15 photos of us. Pretty simple setup, a light, kind of like the light sandwich, like two flashes in the umbrellas, one that's kind of feathered in behind us to light up a little bit of the greenery and the woodshed that we're, I don't know if it's a woodshed, it's a shed, out in behind us, just to kind of make the exposure even, and then one getting us from camera front left. So there you go. Pretty simple setup.
You have two lights.
Two lights.
Oh, this looks like a one lighter to me.
No, this is two lights because it's dark. Like it's very dark. So
I know how light works.
So I wanted also to get a little bit of light sort of, again, in behind us on the shed, in behind us in the trees. So there.
So you're lighting up the shed.
Yeah. And up the shed and the trees with kind of a big umbrella kind of feathered in behind us. It's also catching a little bit of, you can see on my back shoulder too. And then there's the other ones kind of more front and left as well. So again, I kind of got one in behind, one in the front. And voila, magic. The key was I was tickling him. And so then I got a genuine laugh, giggle. And my wife took about 10 or 15. This one was my favorite in terms of our expressions. I would have liked it to have a little bit more room around it because of Instagram and where I'd prefer to crop and whatnot. This was a little bit tighter with more headroom than we needed, except for... by far the best expressions in the photo. So that's why I chose this one.
Yeah, the expressions are great. That's for sure. The rest, I can't tell, like maybe it should be darker or lighter in the background, but this one feels very lit. Like I don't look at this and go, oh yeah, that could be a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think I agree. It looks very lit, but it was really meant to be about the faces, and I could crop it tighter and then basically get rid of the background altogether, just put it in black and white, and then it just looks like a studio smile shot. Like get in really tight and crop it there. But I kind of, from a photography standpoint, in terms of you know, wanting to sort of show what I did, I thought a little wider made more sense for the purposes of the podcast. But yeah, I think I would go black and white with this, and then I would just kind of crop it tight, and then it's really not about the background at all. The background will just fall off. It again, I can really play with those greens to make them look like nothing, and then just have a studio type shot of my son and I, because it really is about the faces. But yeah, I just thought I'd include a little bit wider just to show. I was trying to balance the light. I do like how it looks. It really, the background is kind of like nothing here. It's just meant to not distract. And really, we chose this spot because it was raining and I didn't want to do it inside. And so I was just looking for a place where we weren't going to get wet.
I guess to me, it doesn't look like you're walking to heaven.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
So I thought that was the challenge. I you know what? That's my bad. I probably made a miscommunication on that. Other than that, it's worth it for the expressions. Nice. And you're both in focus.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a weird, like when I view it on my screen, I can't tell what preview. I look at it in preview, right? Is that what you look at these in?
No.
What do you look? No. Right now, when we're on the show, what do you look at them in? Photos?
I'm just on my phone. I'm just looking at it on my phone. So.
Okay. I'm on my.
I try to get the true listener experience, like how most people are probably looking at it is on their phone, right?
So you're asleep right now?
I could be.
Yeah, most people are. soft.
But I this is very sharp on the computer in full res. So
yeah. It is. I still don't really understand how preview works when like it says, oh, that's at full size. I'm like, it's not full size. It's you've enlarged it. So like when it comes in full size in preview, I'm looking at technically a 200% blow up, even though it's saying full size, which then makes like the catch lights a little bit soft. But then I zoom out to what is probably actual size and it's fine. So try to shoot with my computer in mind. No.
Okay. Gotcha.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So I'm saying it is sharp. You get a nice depth of field. I checked, it was an f6.3. And so that's why you managed to keep it all.
Yeah, that's the 85mm. I'm going to do photos. When I issue the challenge, I forgot that timing wise, we're going to do this podcast like 2 days and not next Tuesday, which would have allowed me to basically use the father-son photos that I plan on doing for our baseball team. I did mother-son baseball photos for the baseball team for Mother's Day because we actually had baseball on Mother's Day. And so I said, all right, I'll do a photo because we have a baseball game on Father's Day. I think I'm going to do it on the Saturday just because we have a barbecue or something. I think we're going to do on Saturday. So I think I'm going to do photos, father, son photos for that. And, I had that in mind when I said father, son, as opposed to just father. I was trying to pave the way for myself, which backfired because, it didn't really happen in the time frame I was expecting, or at least that I was anticipating.
And you got to go double duty now.
Wonderful. Yeah, so now I got to do another one of my daughter, and so it's oh, only fair. Goodness. It's only fair to her to be included in this magic that I'm creating.
Try to make sure everything's fair for your kids. That'll work out in their life.
Yeah.
Welcome to the real world. That's how we're at. Everything is fair, even Steven.
Yeah.
So. All right. Topic this week is from last week, but we're getting to it now. And it's funny because I had not even considered buying a flash until like today. I just out of the blue, I was like, you know what? I have no idea what flashes are available for the Fuji. I'm assuming Fuji must make one, but you never hear about them. You never hear about Fuji branded flashes. I don't. Do you?
I have not.
They exist. Okay. They're expensive, small, I was like, all right. And then I remember, so I Googled, hey, best flash for an X100. And everybody came up with, get the Godox, man. And so I researched it and I was like, I'd heard about that. I'd heard that they're getting a great rep and for a very low price. And so, boom, that's when I pulled the trigger today. Now, I had
how much is the, how much is the comparable Fuji one? So if you said it's like $80 for the Godox one, how much is the brand one?
I didn't dive too deep down that. It was like $180, I think.
Okay. So a little more than double.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's the same features, and I'm not sure exactly which version it is. I think if even you go to Amazon and go to Fuji Flash, I think Godox might be the first one, or Nawer comes up first. So I don't know. Yeah, Fuji X-Pro1, the little flash gun, which looks like a little strobe from that one that you like the one you get from, I think it was in the movie The Untouchables. So
okay.
It's that old. So it's like $178 or euros, and it doesn't look like I want one. So I don't know what else they have. I'm sure they have a bunch more. Maybe Yongnuo must make one. Maybe Fujifilm other flash guns, like a little thing, $104. So I don't know that they spend too much time on it. So there you go. I don't know that they have a flagship flash like say Canon does.
Right.
So the point being is I thought of this topic this week, the off-brand topic, well before I even considered buying a flash. So it kind of works out nice. Now, what is the difference? First of all, so we're talking about off-brand stuff. So obviously, you know, Canon makes lenses, but then other people have got in the lens business or the accessories business. And so you can buy, for example, a Tamron or a Sigma or, you know, you name it. There's a bunch of other, you know, off-brand lenses that are not Canon that you can buy.
Right.
What's the difference between no-name and off-brand?
Someone else is making it.
I didn't check the Urban Dictionary, but what does it mean to you? Because I almost referred to this when I was talking about off-brand, and then I then typed in the first question I typed in to ask you was, do you ever buy no-name brand equipment? And then it occurred to me that's a misnomer, because just because it's not like a Tamron is not Canon, it's not branded. But it's certainly not a no name. Like no name to me denotes some, you know, something you buy at Superstore, you know?
Right.
Or something that no one's ever heard of, like some sort of knockoff out of China. But then of course you have the branded stuff. So I think I answered that, the difference there.
I call it third party.
Third party, yeah, but some of it is yeah, it's varying degrees of quality.
Right.
So, do you ever buy third party or off brand equipment?
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Good night, everybody.
Yes.
What? Yeah. So for example, okay. So what have you bought? What have you been happy with? What have you been disappointed with? What are some of the things that you have bought that are off brand?
Well, the triggers. So I've bought the CAC. The first set of off-camera flash triggers I bought were really cheap. Were the ultra cheap? I want to say Cactus triggers, but they're too cheap. So they're very plasticky, flimsy. They worked. 90% of the time, but their build quality was not great. So eventually, they broke. And from there, then I moved to the Yongnuo triggers, which
A sec. No, I thought, weren't you in, wasn't there what are the good ones called?
Pocket Wizards. Yeah. I think I bought Yongnuo's first, and then I decided that I was like, all right, these ones are so good and they work so well. So like, I might as well go ahead and buy Pocket Wizards because that's the gold standard. And so I bought the Yongnuos, and then I think I sold a few of the Yongnuos for nearly what I paid for them. I think a little cheaper than what I paid for them, and then bought the Pocket Wizards. And the Pocket Wizards are the Rolls Royce of flash triggers. And I bought the most current ones, whatever the name of them are now, I can't remember. So I had a full set of those. And then I thought, and then I bought the little controller and everything. And I just thought the whole system was like, yeah, it's fine. I just don't see what it's doing differently than the ones that are a third of the price, a quarter of the price, the Yongnuo. Right. So I basically just sold the Pocket Wizards. Fortunately, they hold their value very well. So I don't think I bought any of them new. I bought them used, and then I used them for a few months, and I turned around and sold them for basically exactly what I paid for them. So I think it was just I did a little rental, a short-term rental with them.
Borrow.
And then borrowed them, yeah, and then I returned them. And so I ended up going right back to the Yong Nuo, the current version of the Yong Nuos with the controller and everything. And I thought the whole system for me anyways, it's just easier. It was an easier system to use. And I just don't ever get misfires or anything. I know people talk about third party stuff and, you know, cause Yong Nuo, is its own company and they have their own flashes, but the stuff that I'm using is, you know, not Yong Nuo flashes, it's Canon. So they're making their stuff for the Canons as well. And they just work really, really well. And I've dropped them, I've beaten them up. That's the other upside is I'm not worried about them. I'm not super gentle with my equipment and something like a flash trigger just gets thrown in the bag. And so I don't have to worry about that flash trigger. If I do break it, it's very reasonably priced to replace as opposed to the Pocket Wizards, like, you know, at $200 a pop, like I better be careful with these things. And I don't want to have to worry about that stuff. So, so there, it's kind of the beater of triggers, but, functionally just amazing. So I'm very happy.
And yeah, same here. I mean, I bought mine a little bit before you, so those weren't the options. So I figured, you know, I bought the CyberSync Alien Bees ones, which were like the only, pretty much the only non-Pocket Wizard option available. And they were a fair bit cheaper, but not like they weren't cheap as chips as they are now. I think it was like $90 for the trigger, and then $60 or for the trigger, and then $60 for each of the remotes. And so I ended up buying three of them, and they're not ETTL. They're just, you know, boom, click it and go, right? That's all they do is just yes, flash now, the end.
Right.
And so I figured, okay, but at the time I think I could have bought your Cactus ones or the actually not even yours. Like it was one or two versions before, which were like you wouldn't walk into the, yeah, blew that joke. They're crappy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like they were just absolute garbage. And so I said, no, I didn't want those. So I bought, you know, the CyberSyncs, and then figured, you know, a few years down the road as technology got better and better, oh, I'll probably upgrade. Well, I never had to. Like these actually, despite like what you said, despite dropping them all the time, having them tip over and whatever. And sure, like the battery compartment door is broken off, but I taped stuff on. The batteries stay in. They're fine. They never stopped working. And so I have not had to upgrade yet. We'll see. Maybe it's in the near future. I might have to, but I've gotten so much use out of them. It doesn't really matter at this point. Like I'm once I get to a point where I've gotten my money's worth, I always feel like I'm on bonus time.
Sure.
And so that's where I am with these. So yeah, so what I think there was a version Canon had like a remote triggered, but it was infrared based, right? Like we talked about with your new flashes before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all it was. They don't have a radio built in.
Right.
So boo to you. So that's definitely a situation where you're going to go for the off brand. Where have you been disappointed with off-brand stuff?
I bought, it was a Craigslist, so I didn't buy it new from a store, but I bought a lens, like a wide angle years ago. I can't remember what it was, 19 to something, 28. I can't remember. It was kind of like a knockoff of the 17 to 40 Canon lens that we both have. Yep. And it was, I can't remember the company. There's a couple of different names. It was like Cosina or something else. And I think it was a Japanese, but anyways, it was a knockoff. So instead of that lens, which I don't know, retails for what, $600, something like that. Like the Canon one. And this was more or less to be a replica. It was $150, I think, something really, really inexpensive, which again, I thought, all right, like I want a wide angle. I don't use a wide angle very much. I'll give it a try. That thing sucked. Like it was so bad. Like it took like basically it felt like a half an hour to focus. The actual image quality, once you got like the image, which was part of the issue, was fine. Like, it is clearly not as sharp as like that other lens is an L lens that we're using, that 17 to 40 or whatever is an L lens. So that's a really, really good quality wide angle lens. That's still not overly expensive, but no, the Casina, I think that was the brand, like that thing was just garbage. So, yeah. I just found that like some things, and I mean, you can look at people's results on images and think, oh yeah, this is functional, except for in practice, it was just so clunky and poor doing what I wanted it to do. I could, it was unusable. So I think, I don't know if I broke it or I just threw it out a window, but it's somewhere. I haven't used it. It also, like, you know, that autofocusing, and it sort of grinds, it's noisy. Like, there's so many things that I just found, I hate this thing, and I've no use for it. So that's, yep. After that, I just said, okay, I used it for a few months and I was like, yep, I hate this. And then once I found a 17 to 40, I think I bought it at a camera store used. Again, I can't even remember, but I think I bought it used at a camera store. And now that wide angle is what I wanted. So yep, don't buy the off-brand Casina wide angle, everybody. That's a waste of your money.
Now, there are lenses now coming out that are like good off-brand stuff. I forget the names of a lot of them. I talked with Don about a bunch of them, and they're kind of funky, and so you can do some really cool stuff. So there are options out there, but you're right. A lot of those older ones, they look good on paper, but then they look like you're shooting with paper. So it's not great. But see, one lens I bought way, way, way back, like my first lens I bought that didn't come, like, I, my camera came with a 17 to 85 kit lens in 2007, I guess I bought that, must have bought that. I wanted a prime, and so check that. I bought my first lens I bought besides that was the Nifty 50. And I bought that one for $79, the Canon 50mm f1.8, which was called the Nifty 50, or the Plastic Fantastic, whatever those other names were. And I was down in San Diego for something, and a camera store down there, I think Calumet Camera, and they had it for $80. And I thought, for $80, you can't go wrong. And you had that lens too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it did. You got great images. You know, until you bumped the lens and then like the little plastic Fisher-Price parts broke off and, you know, not so great. But I wanted something a little bit wider, and so it came down to, do I buy the Canon 28mm or do I buy the Sigma 30mm that people were talking about? So that was my first real lens purchase. That was an off-brand, and I loved that thing. So much so that I still use it today. Like, it's still alive and kicking. And so...
Well, and I had that lens too. I used it, and then when I went full frame, I got rid of it just because I was able to sell it for a reasonable price. And but then that's off brand. But then there's, I think we should distinguish, that's off brand premium. Like, there isn't a lot of difference.
I don't
between
know that
the
at
price.
The time that they were though. I mean, not well.
Oh, it was when I bought it. It was
expensive. It was cheaper than the Canon.
And even now, like, if you buy Sigma anything, like Sigma 70 to 200, like the price of their stuff and Canon stuff or Nikon stuff, it's all very comparable. So it's more a brand preference now, as opposed to, you know, I think of off brand and I think of saving money, like, and is it worth, you know, the possible sacrifice for the savings but Sigma, I wouldn't include it in that group, just being that, yes, it's off brand, but I wouldn't think of it as off brand. I would just think of it.
Not do now.
I like, no, yeah. Do I like their features, or do I like their build quality versus Canon? Cause yeah, I don't know that you're going to get a savings. You're just more of a preference, I think.
They are a success story though, because in 2007, they weren't banging on all cylinders like they are now. And so they were, I think that was around then was a turning point where they were deciding, hey, we're going to do this for real. We're not going to be Casina, or it can't be Casina, because Casina sounds like a real, like an actual company, but whatever yours was, Coachella, your Coachella lens, they weren't them. They wanted to go and, hey, we want to be the new Sigma. We were going to reinvent ourselves. And so they were kind of breaking out as far as I remember. And so now you like their stuff is fantastic, great quality. And this lens was that, like, that was kind of, to me, my introduction to really good quality stuff. I may be misremembering. Maybe they've been great forever, but I remember that lens was like $500 when I bought it new at the store, and the Canon 28 or something, like, I think it was like $650 or something like that. So it was a little bit cheaper. But now you're right. They've made a name for themselves. So what I did buy, I have bought a couple of times. And you'd think I would have learned my lesson because I've done it twice. Although the first time wasn't so bad. I've bought off-brand batteries.
Okay.
Don't do that.
I've done that as well, so I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah. Now, I bought one for my 40D way back in the day because those batteries were expensive and they didn't last very long. They're decent, but if you're going to go shoot an event or something like that, you need a second battery at least, right? And mm-hmm. So at least so you can leapfrog them. You can charge one while you're shooting with the other and then go back and forth. Fun tip, if you are leapfrogging, like charging up at an event while you're shooting, put your car keys on that charger. Otherwise, you're buying a new charger when you go home and forget it there.
Good tip.
Yeah, I've done it. So there's that. So I bought one and it had about... At the time, brand new, it had about 70% of the battery life, so it wasn't quite as good as the Canon. Quite a bit cheaper, but it has lasted to this day. It's not caught fire. Nothing's gone wrong with it. It's just not quite as much juice. That's all. But it was enough. I couldn't get through it in the time that it took to charge my good battery, so it was okay. However, I bought some batteries. I thought I needed some more batteries for my X100. Like if you go on vacation or something like that, I don't like charging. So I bought a couple of off-brand X100 batteries, which were fine for, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years maybe. And now they're starting to swell, which is not good.
Okay.
Like, first of all, they don't fit. Like one of them just doesn't fit in the camera anymore. It's too big. And the other one's a little tight, so I could get it in, but do not do that. Just throw it out. Once they start to swell, you don't want that in your camera.
Right.
So that was, you know, they were quite a bit cheaper. It was, I forget the name on it. It's definitely a no-name brand, like a knockoff, and I kind of got burned on that. Not the end of the world, but if you get the good batteries, it's worth the money. That being said, my LED light is not—it's not exactly a no-name. It's a Neewer, like they are, but they are a lower-end stuff with like a knockoff brand, and that light's awesome so far. So you can still buy some fantastic stuff. Two things that I can think of. Oh, what about umbrellas? What do you use for umbrellas? The fancy, expensive brand names, or do you go off?
I don't remember. I think a mix. So as far as my experience has been with umbrellas, I'm just basing it on price. So I haven't paid a lot of attention to, which ones are a fancier name. I've kind of gone not the cheapest, not the expensive ones, somewhere in the middle. That's kind of my move for something like that. Cause I also don't want to keep buying more umbrellas. So, I've been fortunate. I think in all the years I've been doing this, so 10 years, I've probably been using at least some form of a shoot through, and I have some reflective ones. I think I've broken one umbrella, and it's not been the part that opens up. It's been just the actual tearing of the fabric, like where it meets a seam. So I did. And at one point I was taping one, like with, you know, transparent tape in order to keep using it. But I eventually just threw it out. Now I have too many umbrellas. I probably have four or five. They're kept in different places. They're just easy, cheap, and for the most part, they've been durable. So don't buy the cheapest, don't buy the most expensive would be my recommendation.
That was my recommendation as well. I don't see the value in getting the super expensive ones because they will blow over at the park. And when that happens, they are going to break no matter how good they are. So I have broken a couple, like basically they fall over and maybe they bend and then you bend them back and you can do that exactly once. It's kind of like moving IKEA furniture. You can take it apart one time and then you're done. And so that's kind of where I didn't get the super cheap ones so that, you know, the shaft squishes when you clamp it in or something like that. You want something halfway decent, but I can't say I've ever really been burned. They have a shelf life and that's that. Right. Where I do spend my money in the two spots, and this is pretty much, you know, obviously cameras and whatnot and lenses, same like yourself. I have a boom pole like for my audio, which isn't photography, obviously. I bought the very expensive one. I didn't know any better when I bought it. Like this was way back in like 99 probably when I was buying all my video equipment. And the guy said, oh yeah, you want this one. I can't think of the brand name. It's the French one. Gitzo, French?
Sure.
That's Italian. I don't know what it is. I think it's French, but, he said, yeah, you want this one. It's a good one. And, it's like, I don't know. Like, I didn't get the carbon fiber one, but it's a very, very, very good boom pole. And he was right. It was way more expensive than a broom handle and duct tape, and worth every penny. I've used it. I've beat it up. It's still ticking. It's fantastic. And the last spot, now you let in with this earlier, although you had a good one, I think, that broke. Don't buy an off-brand. Well, off-brand, is you cannot buy a Canon tripod, but get a good tripod.
Mm-hmm.
What did you break? What broke on your tripod?
I can't remember what brand it was, but and mine was good. Like it was really good. I had it for a number of years, but I took it to the baseball field and kind of, you know, threw it down in the grass by my gear, not too far from where the kids were putting their stuff. And then I was around and kind of setting things up. And then I came back later and it was just like, it was just broke, like the actual, like we're talking about a hard piece of whatever it's made out of. It's not, I wouldn't say metal, it's some composite material, but like basically like cracking a baseball bat. Like they had it would have been needed a big impact. So I don't know if somebody hit it with a baseball bat, or I don't think walking over would have broken it the way it was broken, but something happened to it. It's a mystery. I'll never know.
Oh, no.
But it was from the car to the field was okay. And then mysteriously it got broken. I'm guessing someone tossed a bat or something. Like nothing was malicious. It wasn't broken intentionally, but, right. But it was broken, and so I will not know the answer. And again, I just blame myself for leaving it too close to where 12-year-olds with bats were playing. Yeah, so that one is entirely on me. But so I don't know. I'll never know exactly what kind of impact it took. It was good up until then. It was a brand name. I wish I could remember what the brand name was. That's gone now.
Yeah, so I've always had Manfrotto tripods, some of them lighter and smaller than others, but the one I have now is a decent one. It's not the super high end, but it is a Manfrotto. I didn't get the carbon fiber. Some people say, oh yeah, you're gonna be carrying that around. I'm not the kind of guy who carries a tripod on a big hike. And so when I need a tripod, it's usually in one location or for video oftentimes. But so I have one tripod and two different tripod heads for it, one for stills, one for video. They're both the high quality Manfrotto heads. One is the ball head, like the little swivel ball head for photography with the quick release. And the other one is the much larger video head, also with the quick release, but with the giant plate on the bottom. And I find that is one situation where you do not want to go with the cheapo brand. Forget quality. You think, okay, what's it doing? It's just like, it's just your camera's just standing there. It is such a headache to level, to, you know, like raise it up, put it down. You'll be sick of that in a heartbeat. So spend the money there.
Okay.
Done. All right. That's it for off-brand this week. We'll bring it up again next week, Adam.
Okay.
No, we're not. Monthly challenge for June is augmented light. Add to the light, take away from the light, do something to the light. Be creative. That's what you want to see. Throw that on Instagram, hashtag two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at two hosers, and we will check that out. Challenge for next week, Adam. It's bounce flash. I know you don't shoot it very often, but I'm going to want to try out my new one. So
okay, bounce flash.
Bounce it. Bounce it. Maybe basketball. I don't know what you're going to do. We'll see. We'll find out. Meanwhile, website's still not doing it, but Adam, where can people find you?
Adam Two Hosers on the Instagram.
And he's gonna blow it up this week, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See a lot of father-son baseball pictures up there.
Sure.
That's what I'm hoping for. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.